You're listening to Eureka on Monocle Radio, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs, the show all about inspiring people, innovative companies, and fresh ideas in global business. I'm Tom Edwards. Gerd Gekinger is the Vice President of Customer Experience, Delivery and Membership at Oneworld, the global alliance that brings together world-class airlines like British Airways, Finnair and Cathay to offer exceptional travel experiences and exclusive perks for frequent flyers. This year, the alliance celebrated its 25th anniversary, having flown almost 9 billion customers during the time, with a member airline taking off or landing somewhere in the world every 6 seconds. What better way to mark that auspicious occasion than to open two new lounges, one in Seoul's Incheon International Airport and another in Amsterdam's Schiphol. But why begin opening branded lounges now? And why these locations? Well, here is Gert now with more.
It's a major milestone for us, opening these two first lounges, one in Seoul and Incheon and the other one in Amsterdam. From a strategic perspective, as you know, like the other alliances have had their lounges for quite a while. We've been looking at this actually for quite a few years, and we were on the cusp of opening our first lounge pre-pandemic and due to unfortunate circumstances that didn't happen. But I think pre-pandemic or post-pandemic, irrespective of that, lounges are, you know, one of the critical benefits that we as an alliance provide to our member airline customers. There are certain airports in, you know, certain parts of the world where it just doesn't make sense for a single airline to put capital investment against potentially building their own lounge. Amsterdam and Incheon, I think, are the perfect example. Those are airports where we have a significant number of members serving the airport, but we do not necessarily have a home base there. We don't have a home carrier there. And looking at these airports, you know, we had just two fantastic opportunities come up where the right space was available, the right mix of airlines was, you know, present at these airports, that we said that it just makes sense for us to look into potentially building our own lounges. And we found a partner with Swissport who was very willing to assist us in putting this together and operate these lounges for us. And that's how this really came about. Strategically, alliances, I think, are critical, even more critical probably than they were pre-pandemic, given that a lot of airlines have, you know, streamlined their networks and are reliant on each other even more to bring customers to the destinations that they want to bring them to. And we just provide a fantastic global network to our member airlines and to our customers that allows us to do that. I think one of the unique elements of our lounges is certainly design. And I think that was one of the strategic elements that we really wanted to focus on from the outset. We partnered with DDoC, which is a Dutch design agency, to come up with a concept. We very, very closely worked with our member airlines lounge teams to ensure that whatever we were doing was still within, you know, sort of the realm of their own design language. But we wanted to be a bit different. We didn't want to like be able to, you know, say, well, we're going to compare to a Qatar lounge, we're going to compare to a British Airways lounge, or we're compared to an American Airlines lounge. We wanted to be a bit different. We have a very distinct design language as Oneworld itself. Our Travel Bright, you know, design concept is something that has been out there, I think, over the last 5 years now. And we wanted to align our design and our lounge design a little bit to that. And I think DDoC, in this respect, really did a fantastic job in bringing that design language to life by considering all of the Oneworld guidance that we gave through our Travel Bright design, but also by, you know, incorporating very local aspects of, you know, specific features in the Korean culture, but also in the Dutch culture into these lounges. So you'll see a common theme across both lounges in Incheon as well as Amsterdam, but there are certain intrinsic local elements that have been incorporated into the overall lounge design. Overall, I think what we were focusing on is our most frequent travelers, those customers that are used to use this fantastic lounge proposition that our members have already out there. So there's a certain expectation of luxury, premium experience. You want to have a great food and beverage experience in the lounge. You want to be able to relax. At the same time, you might want to work, but you also need to be able to just unwind, take a shower, or depending on the time of the day, you might just want to sit down, have a drink, and be social with people. And I think that's one of the elements that we try to consider. So while you design a lounge for sort of your prototype customer, I think the great thing that we've achieved with our lounges is by creating certain zones within the lounge, certainly addresses the needs of kind of all of these different types of customers as they enter the lounges throughout the day, right? You might have very, very different needs, even from the same type of customer at 6 o'clock in the morning versus at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Gert Gekinger, the VP of Customer Experience, Delivery and Membership at One World. And you can learn more by heading to oneworld.com. That's all for this episode of Eureka. We'll be back at the same time next week. The programme was produced by Laura Kramer, with mixing and editing by Jack Dewars. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com, or follow us and browse the archive at your preferred podcast platform. If you'd like to get in touch with the team, email Laura on lrk@monocle.com. I'm Tom Edwards. Goodbye, and thanks for listening to Eureka.